Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Achello. We're now on Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Yod Gimel Amud Bet. In the middle of our discussion about the different timing of different things that grow and how that affects the year for Maasrot. No, not Tom. We have Mishnah. Ha'orez v'aduchan v'arginam shum shumin she'shuishu l'fnei Rosh Hashanah. Any of these things like rice, millet, etc. that take root before Rosh Hashanah, then their ma'asrot belong to the previous year, umutarin bishvi'it. And if that was the end of the sixth year, you're allowed to eat them on shvi'it and harvest them on shvi'it because they are not grown on shvi'it because it depends on when they took root. If not, then you're not allowed to on shvi'it. And mitasrin l'shana ba'ah, in a non-shmita year, the ma'asrot will belong to the next year. Amaraba amurabanan. So let's see how this works. Ilan batarchanata. Trees follow the time of blossoming. Tvua v'zeitim batarshlish, as we spoke about, one-third growth for grain and olives. Yerek batalikita. Vegetables follow the time of actual harvest. Hani keman shavinu rabanan. So what did the rabbis do with millet, etc.? How did they make root, get it taking root? Where'd they get that from? Since they grow at different times, therefore they just went after taking root. There's a simple solution, which is, why don't you just take all of the rice or all of the millet, put it into the goren, and it grew at different times. As we'll see a model of this, where you could do such a thing and consider them to be mixed, and then when you take something out from Maasrot, it represents all of the things from that year that are in. You take something else from the Maasrot, that represents the new year, and that represents all the stuff from the new year. Milo Tanya, we have a bright Yosef and Kifar Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Pool Amitzvi Shazura Ulazera, if you planted beans, a certain kind of bean, Egyptian bean, that for seed, some of it took root before Rosh Hashanah, some after, and we have our problem. You cannot take Maasrot from one part of it to the other, because that's from different years. Ketzado said, what's the solution? So, ver gorno l'tocho. You throw it all in together. And then you take some out, and that represents the New Year's stuff, and that covers all of the New Year's growth. And you do the same thing with the old years. Marley. So, Rabba answered Abaye. I'll tell you why I didn't do that. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Kamart, you're quoting Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Sava Yesh Bila. He holds Yesh Bila, which means when you mix things in, when you pull them out, you're going to pull them out at a per ratio amount. Rabban Sava Yesh Bila, but the rabbis who hold the majority opinion hold Ein Bila, and we don't know what we're taking out, and therefore that's not a solution. I mean, it's like when Achmon Emer Shmuel. So Shmuel says, Alachakur Yosef and Kifer Shom Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. This would seem to support Abaye's claim. We actually rule like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. So, Marker Rabbi Zera challenged. We have Mar Shmuel Achi. Since when did Shmuel say that? Mar Shmuel Akol Ein Bila Chutz Mineyam Neshemen. Shmuel said that Bila, this notion of mixing, does not exist except for things that are pure liquid like wine and oil, in which it's totally mixed into the other. So, Rabbi missed was Ishtemite Hada Amar Shmuel. He forgot that Shmuel said a third thing, which is that everything always follows the end of the process, not the time of taking root. So Shmuel disagrees with our Mishnah, which is Hashrasha, and says, therefore, it goes after Gmar Pri. And if that's the case, he would say that Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, but not for the same reason. He would say, because all the stuff you have there is all from one year. So it's not because of Bila, but he does rule that way. We need all three statements of Shmuel, that Halacha is like Shimon Shazuri, that everything follows Gmar Pri, and that Bila only exists for wine and oil. If he said the first statement we quoted of him, we would think that Shmuel holds Bila. Because Rosh Hashanah called me Ein Bila, therefore Shmuel also is quoted as saying Bila never works except for wine and oil. And if he had just said that statement, he would hold like Rabbanan, which means there's really no solution for this Maasrot. So, that's why he said that there is that solution, throw it all in together. If I had not said the third thing, I would have had Reb Zera's problem, which is Shmuel seems to contradict himself. That the solution is that Shmuel agrees with Shimon Shizuri in law, but not in reason. If we had that statement only, that might even apply to other things besides rice and beans. So Kamash Palanokushimazuri might apologize. He agrees with Shimon Shizuri only in the area where he disagrees, where he has his own opinion, which is about beans, but not about things like grains and olives, where everybody seems to agree that it follows a third. Why do I need Lakola and Bila? So Kamash Palan delay and Rishemanish Bila. I need the statement because of the two exceptions, where Shmuel says there is Bila for wine and oil. Okay, Tana Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer. That you celebrate Sukkot when you gather from your granary and from your winery. Ma gon v'yekam yuchadin. What do we know about them? Shkadin almei shana shavra. Grapes and wheat grow from rainwater, and therefore they grow from the last year's rains that moistened the earth. Mitasvida shana shavra, and their masrot follow the previous year because they follow a third of the growth or some point earlier on. Of course, so therefore anything grows really from rainwater, it has the masrot from the previous year, not from the year of harvest. As opposed to vegetables, they grow on the current year's water, meaning they grow from rainwater and from irrigation right now, because they have a short growth time. Therefore the masrot belong to the next year. Rabbi Kiva Omer has a different take. They grow on rainwater only. Of course, so everything that grows on rainwater alone has its masrot from the previous year at some point in its growth. As opposed to vegetables that grow on all water, which means they have to be irrigated as well, their masrot follow the time of harvest, not the time of growth. So my benai, where do Rabbi Yosef Glin and Rabbi Kiva disagree? I'm Rabbi Avahu, but salin asrisin ufola mitzri kabinayu. In the case of certain kinds of onions and beans, did not. So we have the following Mishnah, but salim hasarisin ufola mitzri shemanami and maim shloshim yom fin Rosh Hashanah. If you did not irrigate them for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, mit asrin l'she'avar. Their masrot follow the previous year, mutarim b'shvit, and if the next year is Shemitah, you're still allowed to have them. But if you did not, if you let the water continue, then they really belong to the next year, and that follows Rabbi Yosef Aglili's approach, which means it depends what year's water it's going on, not what type of water. Okay, the Mishnah, the final issue was the fourth Rosh Hashanah, and the list in our Mishnah, which is Echad or Tu Bishvat. Echad Bishvat Rosh Hashanah Leilan, according to Beit Shammai, according to Beit Hillel, Tu Bishvat. My time, a wine Shvat at all, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yoshaya, who il v'yatsu, Rov Gishmei Shana, most of the year's rains are over. V'adayin Rov Tkufam Bachutz, and we still have not finished most of the winter. So my kamar, what does that mean? Achkamar af pishu rov tkufa mechutz, meaning even though most of the winter is not over, whoever yatsu rov gishmei shana, but most of the rain is over. In Eretz Yisrael, most of the rain happens in November and December, and yet winter, of course, goes on until March. Tana Rabbanan, maaseh Rabbi Kiva shliket etrog b'chad b'shvat, v'nahag bo shnei yisurin. Famous story that Rabbi Kiva picked an etrog on the first day of Shvat and practiced both maasrot, meaning he took maaser for the previous year and for the next year, one of them maaser sheni, one of them maaser ani. Echad k'beit Shammai, echad k'beit Hillel. He was following both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, because according to Beit Shammai, it belonged to the next year, and according to Beit Hillel, it was still part of the previous years before Tu B'Shvat. That's a little bit of a strange story. Let's see more. It wasn't Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, and he was taking both opinions into consideration. We'll see why not. He was following Beit Hillel, but according to two later opinions, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, who disagreed about what is the defining date for an etrog. None. Etrog shavilam shloshad drachim, it's famous Mishnah and Bikurim. An etrog is like a regular tree in three ways, with a yak b'derech achad, but it's like vegetables in another way. Shavilam shloshad drachim le'orla le'ravai le'shvi'it, for purposes of orla, it's like a tree, right? The orla applies, and for ravai, which follows orla, and for shmita, it follows as far as when it's defined for shmita. Uliyark b'derech echad, but it's like vegetables that run away, shvishat l'kitato isuro, that your ma'asrot follow the date of harvest. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel, that's Rabbi Gamliel. So based on that, it would belong to the current year, because it was already a chad b'shvat. It's like a tree in every which way, which means that the date is based on the blossoming, so it would belong to the previous year. And Rabbi Akiva wasn't sure which one of his masters to follow, so he did both. So, mi avdin katrei chumre, since when are you allowed to do both chumrot like that? We always follow Beit Hillel. But tell us what Beit Shammai said, but you have the option at that point in time to follow Beit Shammai, but only consistently. If you follow the leniencies in every case, then you're Rasha. If you follow the Chumrot in every side, meaning always be Machmer, even like B'Shamid Hillel, a fool walks in darkness. In other words, Ella. On either you're a Shammaiite and you follow Beit Shammai leniently and stringently, or be consistent and follow Beit Hillel both ways. So how could Rabbi Akiva do that? The answer is Rabbi Akiva, Gemari stopically. His tradition was unclear to him. For the Yadda, Beit Hillel b'chad b'shvat amru, b'chamisha asar b'shvat amru. He wasn't sure which one of them said achad b'shvat or which said chamisha asar b'shvat. So he wanted to follow Beit Hillel, but to do that, he would have to do both ways to be sure. Rabbi Yehuda Amir, lo minhag Beit Shammai Beit Hillel nahagba. This goes back to Rabbi Yehuda's addition to the Braita. We said, Gamliel v'Rabbi Elazar nahagba, achad b'shvat k'Beit Shammai nahagba. Wait a second. How can you say that he was really doing a Rabbi Gamliel versus Rabbi Eliezer? Then why mention that it was on the first day of Shvat, which pits it exactly as a Beit Shammai versus a Beit Hillel issue? Chanimi tem Rabbi Chananya, chabetrog shechan tu perotav, korom chamisha asar di'idach Shvat askinan. This is an etrog where the flower, the bud had blossomed before tu b'shvat a year earlier. Ovedinu afilu korom lachen. It could have even, and therefore he could have picked it before the first day of Shvat. It happened to be the first of Shvat. That's when it was. It's not mentioned because that's a critical date. It's mentioned because that's when it happened. Ravina Amar Koch Vatani said, read the Braita differently. It was the 15th of Shvat. He was following Beit Hillel. It wasn't a concern for Beit Shammai versus Beit Hillel and taking both opinions into account. He was taking into account which is the question of whether the year from Masrot for an etrog is defined by when the bud comes out or when it is collected, when it is harvested like a vegetable. Okay, we'll pause this point, we'll pick it up and complete our analysis of the first Mishnah in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.